fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Wednesday. It is Wednesday, the 16th day of August, year of our Lord, 2023. Welcome to the John Moore Show. Just to remind you, we have principals, school superintendents, and school boards saying the Pledge of Allegiance takes too much school time. It's less than 15 seconds, typically about 10 seconds. Too much time, right? Here we go. Everybody stand, face the flag. Gentlemen, remove your hats, right hand over the heart. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The appropriate tip today is to try out a pair of merino wool socks. As far as I know, I'm the only radio talk show host recommending what kind of socks to wear. But it's very basic to your health and safety to have, and comfort, to have socks that keep you comfortable, whether it's 10 below zero or 110 degrees. That's what merino wool socks will do. I know it's counterintuitive to wear wool socks in the summertime, but unless you try it out, you don't know, do you? So I don't sell socks. Try Amazon or maybe a high-quality sporting goods store. The higher percentage of merino wool, the better the sock. We have patient Wayne DeGreen and my friend Chance. Chance is the proprietor of Simply Clean Foods. We'll be talking about the events today and some special things going on with Chance. Good morning, Chance.
Good morning, sir. It's great to be here. Great to be here. I typed in the chat there. I have some good news and some bad news. What would you like first?
Well, let's have the bad news so we can follow up with good stuff.
So, John, I was doing some research for the show concerning the temperatures, the Gulf temperatures between Mexico, you know, right there in the Gulf of Mexico.
Right.
And I accidentally came across an article, a scientific journal, discussing this glacier called Thwaites in Antarctica. Now, this is brand new information. It's not posted for the public to see. This was a scientific journal. And they call it the Doomsday Glacier. Here's what's going on. First of all, it covers 74,000 miles and is currently melting at a very rapid pace. Now, John, they've been keeping an eye on this for many years, and they didn't think that there was going to be a major issue. But once they did some core samples and started, you know, monitoring it now on a daily basis, they're saying that this is much, much worse than they thought. So this is what this says. If this continental ice shelf, and that's because of its size, it's the size of a continent, breaks off into the ocean, it will cause a domino effect on surrounding glaciers breaking off and falling as well.
Right.
Once melted, we will have sea levels globally rise 10 to 20 feet. Now, if you've been to Florida, I was stationed down there in Pensacola. If you've been to Florida, you realize that a good portion of Florida is at sea level. Seaboard ports, anything like that along the eastern seaboard in California and in many places around the globe, that area along the coast is at sea level or up to 20 feet for miles and miles and miles. And so when this happens, and it's not if, it's when this happens, and they're saying it could be within the next 12 months, folks, we got a problem.
Well, Roger that. Something, I don't know what the article addresses, but another aspect of that, the ice at the Antarctic is different than the ice at the Arctic. The ice at the Arctic is floating seawater. The ice at the Antarctic is frozen freshwater.
Correct.
When you change the salinity of these oceans, you change the ocean currents. These ocean currents can't work. They simply can't unless they have a certain salinity, a certain level of salt content. So that's major news, and it's not good news. I know, for example, Naples, Florida, where I have friends of mine have some nice digs there, so to speak. I don't believe there's any place in Naples, Florida that's more than 12 feet above sea level, just as an example. So I believe the highest elevation in the entire state of Florida is 55 feet above sea level, which is up in the panhandle. So Florida's toast, isn't it?
Yeah, Florida's toast. And again, any homes or businesses or anywhere along the West Coast or East Coast, and even here down in Houston, especially Galveston, Corpus Christi, here in Texas, they're gone. I mean, they're just gone. And with that comes other issues, right? When certain industries go underwater, let's talk about the refineries down here in Texas. You've got pollution issues as well. This is not a good scenario whatsoever. And I'm not about doom porn. I want to report, you know, the information so that people that are living in these areas can be forewarned. Now, there's this, the reason I was checking on the Gulf is because we just set a new record, John. We just hit 90 degrees in the Gulf of Mexico, 90 degrees. Right. Now, that's not anything compared to the 102 that was recorded in Florida, off that buoy in Florida. But 90 degrees is pretty darn warm and will cause this coming hurricane season, is going to cause these small tropical storms. When they hit that warm air and that warm water, they're going to turn into Category 1, 2, 3, and 4 hurricanes. And we're not talking about a few. I guess, is it NOAA that names these hurricanes? They know what's coming, and they've come out with a list of new names, many, for these upcoming hurricanes. Folks, if you are in that area, please take heed. Prepare the best you can. Do what you can to get safe. And if that even means relocation, that's what it means. Right. But pray about that.
Well, following you is Professor McCanning, who knows more about meteorology than most human beings ever will. He says warm water has nothing to do with hurricane formation. I'm not going to speak on his behalf, but that's what he says. So that's the bad news. What's the good news?
Okay. Well, that's different information than I just read from the scientists. The warm water actually does cause it to excel. But that being said, the good news is, I typed this in the chat as well, we are launching today, it's on our website, a brand new product that I think people are going to go crazy over. This is from Italy. It is a gluten-free pasta that's not just gluten-free. It's the only one in the world that we know of that's also made. It's non-GMO, and it's made with no fillers, no preservatives, no junk. It's a single ingredient flour that they use to make this penne pasta. This is made from the red lentil. And basically, instead of getting carbs, you're going to consume more protein because it's made from the lentil bean, and good fiber for your gut and your digestive system. So you'll be able to enjoy pasta, which I do. I'm Italian. I really love pasta, but without the guilt and the inflammation that comes from consuming gluten on a regular basis. So I'm very happy about that. We're offering this brand new product at $14.99. If you use the code LibertyMan, you're going to get another discount. And if you use that code, you're guaranteed shipping in all lower 48 states and discounted shipping to Hawaii and Alaska. So folks, stock up on this 20-year shelf life. And if you enjoy, I've got a recipe down there that includes lots of vegetables and cheese and things like that. If you enjoy, you know, a nice pasta dish, this is a primavera recipe, then I encourage you to stock up on this. So give us a call at 737-400-2066 or go to thelibertymen.com, click on that link, and it'll take you right there. Just type, please, this is important, that small magnifying glass in the right-hand corner, top right-hand corner of our website, type in pasta. It'll be your first item on that page.
Okay. That's great news. Gluten-free pasta is wonderful. Okay, moving on from there. I've done something that very few of our listeners have done. I've sat across the interview table from hundreds of career criminals. And occasionally, not often, but occasionally, I would ask a career criminal, and it's easy to tell the difference if you're in the business of doing criminal defense work, between a guy who just screwed up once and somebody who makes a life of crime. I've asked these career criminals the following question: what would you do in the event of a hurricane, a volcano, a flood, a major ice storm? These men look me straight in the eye and say, John, we look at it as economic opportunity. Now, taking that and going to Hawaii, there's massive looting and robberies taking place. Criminals taking advantage of knowing that the police cannot respond. It's tragic, but it's also part of human behavior, isn't it, Chance?
Yeah, it is, and it's sad. You saw this during Katrina, too. When people were suffering, they were really in danger during Katrina. There was an element in Louisiana, New Orleans, there was an element that saw, just like you said, this is an opportunity to pilfer, steal, and, you know, take the things that they want, because, like you said, they know that law enforcement's got their hands full.
Well, the law enforcement in New Orleans had their hands full taking guns from honest citizens.
That's true, too.
And laws were passed to stop that from happening in the future. I hope it does. But this one woman was singled out by the police to take her firearm, and it was a tragic situation. Anyway, moving on from there, we have a reporter in Hawaii, Ted, a retired airline pilot, who's he gave me an update yesterday. It looks like a land grab, from best I can tell. There's some dispute about the origination of these fires. Was it a directed energy weapon? Was it arson? Was it both? I look at that as a side issue. I look at it as who benefits. The governor of Hawaii has already talked about acquisition of the destroyed properties. So this will be a work in progress that we will monitor as it moves forward. Another segue, going to Georgia. This female prosecutor wrote up indictments. Before the indictments were voted on, which you don't have legally, the indictments don't exist until the grand jury votes and a majority says that they're going to be indictments. Indictments were released publicly before they were even voted on. How can that be? Well, they were. the legal experts, I've spent my entire, most of my adult life in the legal profession, on one hand. On the other, there's some legal experts with far more expertise than myself are saying that these indictments are a joke, that a first-year law student would get an F if they wrote these up as part of an assignment in any law school in the country. So President Trump's legal team will take care of this. It looks like they may move the entire matter to a federal court, which I think would be a good thing, instead of the county court where this originated from. And once again, President Trump will prevail, don't you think, Chance?
I hope so. I want to tackle that first thing in Maui first. I think you said this on air, follow the money.
Right.
Follow the money. Yeah, I heard the same thing, that there was a lot of land that the locals would not sell. There were offers made they would not sell. Now that land that was sought after is unusable the homeowners have no choice, right? So, yeah, follow the money on that one. On this Trump indictment, you know a lot more than most probably of your listeners, but I just gotta say this. John, I believe that if they do put President Donald Trump, and he's my president, if they put him in prison, I think that we are going to have a war. And I don't mean like a, you know, world war. I'm talking about a war between what's right and wrong and the people that back him and stand for him and stand for this country. It's not going to be pretty. It's unfortunate, but there's so much BS going on here. It's a witch hunt. They want to put him in prison, and it's affecting the entire election process. It's a joke from the day one, and our current sitting president has done worse.
Absolutely. Well, Rudy Giuliani was interviewed last night on Newsmax, and he laid it out. He's one of the defendants, by the way, he's named as a defendant for doing what lawyers are supposed to do, by the way, which is advise their clients. Every attorney in a country should be concerned about indictments being issued for them doing their legitimate, honest, proper job on behalf of their clients, which is what these attorneys were doing, of course. This prosecutor in Fulton County, I believe it is, Georgia, has made a fool of herself in front of the entire country. That's not evident yet for most people, but it will become evident as these days and weeks move forward that she has made a complete fool of herself and should hang her head in shame. Give up her law license and maybe get involved in some other profession where she can do no harm. The goal of the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, and the rhinos, of course, is to influence the swing voters, men and women who vote, but they're not declared Republicans, they're not declared Democrats, and they vote every election the way they think they should. And the goal is to influence those individuals to not vote for Donald Trump. That's the goal here, Chance. You're on mute, Chance.
I was muted. No, I get it, John. They're messing with the proper election cycle. And, look at the last election. I don't know if, some people out there say our vote doesn't count. I believe it does. I believe that you should make your voice heard no matter what. And, if there are parties, even in your party, rhinos and things like that, that aren't doing what they're supposed to do, then they need to get out and let someone come in that's going to get this country back on track. That's how I feel. I'm not changing my story.
Well, if you're a Chicago Democrat, your vote gets counted at least four times. Everybody knows that, don't they?
Yeah.
And if you're a Chicago Democrat, your votes keep getting counted after you're buried, after you're dead.
Yeah.
Such a deal. The call number is 512-248-8252. We have a break. We'll be right back.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Here's some interesting news. Due to all the recent claims about possible nuclear wars, viruses, solar flares, and civil unrest, people are scrambling to prepare and stockpile food. But the one thing out of reach for many is an underground bunker. Until now. Because you can now have a 3D printed underground bunker in just one day. An excavator digs a hole in your backyard, and 3DBunkers.com shows up in a small truck and sets up their 3D printer under a tent completely undetected. They can print as many rooms as you want at a fraction of the cost compared to traditional metal bunkers. 3D Bunkers uses polymer concrete, which is 5 times stronger than regular cement. YouTube 3DBunkers.com and watch the video. The creators of 3D Bunkers is looking for a business partner that can help bring this technology to the world. And we need to protect our way of life without living in fear. Contact Brad at 3DBunkers.com for more details or visit 3DBunkers.com.
Home is where the hearth is. In days gone by, the hearth was the center of the home, a social place where the family would come together to spend time and cook. The warmth of the Liberator rocket stove makes a house feel like a home. So, welcome home. 100% American made, the Liberator rocket stove heats for a fraction of the cost of other methods. Your home can be safely heated with firewood or wood pellets. The Liberator rocket heater is waiting to be part of your home. This unit ships directly to your door, or you can save $300 with a factory pickup. To order, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. That's thelibertyman.com. Gentlemen, this hour is sponsored by Simply Clean Foods, where all the food is non-GMO. Much of it is organic. And there's a link at my website to Simply Clean Foods. We've got about 10 more minutes before Chance has to leave. We got our first caller here, Chance. We got Ted in Hawaii. What is it, about 2:30 in the morning there, Ted?
Yes, sir, John. It is. And glad to be with you. I'm sorry I missed your opening comments about follow the money, but that certainly is a big part of all of this that's going on Maui. I would just like to interject a couple of important things. I mean, Dr. Josh Green, the governor, supposedly medical doctor, we call him Dr. Death. He was the big promoter of the clot shot, the COVID insecticide, injecticide, whatever it was. But he was the lieutenant governor his last 4 years and during the pandemic. So anyway, he is buddied up to all the federal guys in Washington, and he knows where the bread is buttered and how to get the money. And he had a hard time trying to act sad the press conference in Maui when he announced Biden was releasing a tsunami of money for them to spend and transform Maui into a model island of modern AI-controlled climate change device, completely usurping the rights of the citizens. Nobody has asked the people of Maui or the citizens of Hawaii, do they want any of this stuff? But they're pushing the climate change agenda. So not to defer from what has happened or how the fire started, it's still a big question, but there were five different fires on Maui. It was a week ago, actually, that all this started there, August 8th. But on different locations, up halfway up Haleakalau, over in Makawao, over on the east side, on the west side, around the Kaanapali, around Lahaina. So it's not like one fire started and they couldn't put it out. There were no warnings, no sirens, no water even. They shut that off, and no assistance. Well, apparently there's still little or no assistance there now, and the people are getting weary. There are many church volunteers coming and helping, but there's no effort really of the local government to help. But my main point I'd just like to share is that many of us during the supposed pandemic here in Hawaii became aware of the activities of a man back in the 1990s named Aaron Alton Ardaez. And he wrote a book called Hawaii, the Fake State, in which he outlines in all the legal backing that Hawaii is not a legitimate state of the union. It's not a constitutional state. The monarchy was overthrown in 1893 by military force of the United States, taken away from the Queen, Liliuokalani, who was in prison, and the and Hawaii was annexed and as a territory. Then in 1959, Eisenhower, the president, by presidential decree, made Hawaii a state of the union, which is not constitutional. It has to be ratified by the states. There's a whole procedure that was not followed. He did that to Alaska as well. And from there on, now we have this big movement of the Hawaii nationals. They want their island back. They don't want to be part of the evil empire. And guess which island has the headquarters of the main people resistant to the government, federal government control of Hawaii? Maui.
Uh-huh.
So okay. Maui has the resistance movement people. They have a legitimate claim to their land and island, and maybe we in Hawaii can use this to break free. It is a land grab. It is a power grab. And however the fire started, it seemed they were deliberate.
Okay. Well, we appreciate the update. Ted, anything else?
Well, I know it was a mouthful there, but there's one other thing, just not to mention, I mean, not to miss this part, but there is the great traditions of the culture and the Hawaiian religion and the back to Kamehameha in 1758. He was born during Halley's Comet, they think. He was the man that consolidated as a monarchy. There is no legitimate monarchy now. That's the problem. So they have a national movement to make a Hawaiian nation state, and it would cover 528,000 miles of the Pacific Ocean out here. That's what they're pushing for. But anyway, Maui, the island Maui, is named after the demigod Maui, who is the sun god, supposedly, which is Apollo. And in the book of Revelation, Apollyon, it happens to be chapter 9, verse 11, 9-11, talks about him as the destroyer coming out from the bottomless pit. But there's a lot of religious things, I mean, spiritual things and spiritual warfare going on here, of course. But okay. There's a lot of good Christian Hawaiian people, and on Maui, they are in need of prayer and help, but they are standing up for their rights there, and I hope we can support them.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Goodbye, and have a break, and a chance to have a great day with your activities. We'll see you next week.
RepublicBroadcasting.org.
Thank you, brother.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
Several years ago, I was developing a very severe situation. I called it my flippy heart. It just was doing not good things. And I did not want to go to a medical doctor because I just knew they would give me a cover-up pill. I didn't want to get onto that sort of thing at all. When I learned it was garlic and cayenne, and cayenne is a healer. It is a wonderful herb. I said, I think I'm onto something here. I'll tell you, I wouldn't be without it. It did wonderful things for me.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
As I said to those who joined the government, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. My website is thelibertyman.com. A lot there, an awful lot, over 9 gigabytes of information. Lots of new photos posted that were taken over the weekend of myself with some folks I got to know better. Or got to know again, like Ambassador Alan Keyes. I was his bodyguard for a day when he had a St. Louis speaking engagement 20 years ago. And we have a new meme at the humor section. Frequently, a couple times a week, we have new articles posted with Swiss America Economic News. And, of course, products that will help you achieve your goals, whatever they might be, to be independent, independent with food, independent with heat, the Harvest-Right freeze-dried equipment, the Liberated Rocket Heaters, which I am the executive vice president of the company. We manufacture wood-burning stoves that have no smoke. And, of course, the energy cleaner. If you're tired of being tired, if you have pain, or especially arthritis pain, check out the energy cleaner. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. Check out the engine cleaner, the mattress pads that go with it at thelibertyman.com. Call number is 512-248-8252. Our next caller is Judy in West Virginia. Good morning, Judy.
Morning, John. I mentioned this once before because the previous caller mentioned that Hawaii was not a constitutional state. Well, neither is West Virginia. West Virginia was decreed a state by president during the Civil War because part of Virginia decided they wanted to go with the North. So I don't know what that means, but we are also not a constitutional state.
Interesting. Yeah, I'm not sure it means anything after it's been more than 60 years that Hawaii and Alaska were both declared states, and I'm not sure what it means or if anything can or should be done legally.
Yeah, I don't either. Regard. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The call number is 512-248-8252. The culture war continues. I believe when you look, if you dig deep enough, you'll find that the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims are behind these bizarre things going on with our culture. I talk a lot about mentally ill men competing in athletic events against women and girls. It's how many ways wrong is that? I mean, it's just wrong in every which way. And it continues. We have colleges and high schools and grade schools starting up and right now to a few weeks into the future between now and the first and second week of September. And the whole thing starts all over again. It's not just mentally ill boys competing in athletics against girls. It's the authorities, the principals, the school boards, the coaches, allowing these young men, these mentally ill young men, to go into the girls' locker room and observe the girls taking off their clothes. How wrong is that? That's as wrong as it can be, isn't it? I believe so. So if that's happening where you live, I hope you'll do something about it. I really do. I hope you'll do something about it. Maybe it'll be a opening on the school board that you could run for. Maybe there's letters you could write. Maybe there's a school board meeting you could attend and let the school board know that it's wrong in every which way for our mentally ill boys to be in the girls' locker room while these girls are changing their clothes. They keep talking about, it's kind of funny, they keep talking about the mentally ill boys exposing their genitals to the girls, and there's no discussion about the girls being completely nude in front of the boys. Why isn't that discussed? I think that's equally as important, equally disgusting. But that's in fact what's going on. I've joked for a couple of years how I think half my football team would have put on wigs if we thought we could have the doors open by the administration of the high school to allow us to the girls' locker room while they were changing their clothes. Of course we would have. That's what 17, 18-year-old boys will do. So I don't blame the mentally ill boys at all. They have their mental issues. That's their problem. I blame the school boards, the principals, the coaches, the adults who should be in charge. In fact, they are in charge for not doing the right thing to protect these girls. That's why there's doors. There's doors on the girls' locker room for a reason. That's to protect their privacy. Otherwise, why would they just take the doors off? Why not? If the mentally ill boys are being allowed to the girls' locker room, why not have just glass doors or glass walls? What's the difference? I don't see a difference myself. You parents out there, you have parents who your precious children, the girls that you have in these schools, take them out. If that kind of insanity is going on in the school district where you are with your children, they need to be someplace else. They need to be in a private school or homeschooled, something else. Vote with your feet if that's what it takes. Vote with your feet. Get them out of there. They need to be someplace safe where they're protected. Moving on from there, it looks like there's a headline at the Liberty Daily. Reminding us about the suspicious water pipe break in the middle of vote counting in Fulton County, Georgia. Right. It reminds me locally down in Dent County, Missouri, it's DENT, Delta Echo November Tango. It's been several cycles ago. I don't recall which election specifically. While the vote counting was taking place in the county courthouse in Salem, Missouri, a county truck, I believe it was a dump truck, hit the utility pole with that provided the electricity for the courthouse, knocking it out. And of course, the vote counting continued, didn't it? I recall in Missouri, it's been, 25 years ago, we had a statewide referendum where everybody got the vote on whether they wanted or did not want Missouri to have concealed carry permits in the state of Missouri. There's 113 counties in Missouri. So I'm at the headquarters of the concealed carry effort in St. Louis County. And we got several TVs going. There was coffee and refreshments and cookies and so forth. And we know we're going to win, because we knew the work we did was obviously going to win. So the votes are coming in. County after the polls close at 7 o'clock. So we started seeing the tallies coming from the 113 counties, and we're winning. We're winning by a great margin. About 9 p.m., St. Louis County has the largest population of any county in the state of Missouri. The St. Louis County voting machines, computers, broke. They stopped working. They just simply stopped working. And meanwhile, results from the other 112 counties are coming in, and we're winning, we're winning, we're winning. About 11 p.m., and I don't have the exact time, it's been a long time ago, about 11 o'clock, the St. Louis County voting machines fixed themselves, and guess what? We lost. How about that? They needed to know, that being the socialists, communists, Democrats, Muslims, they needed to know how many votes they needed to win statewide. And they couldn't know that until all the other 112 counties had voted and their votes were tallied. So I've got to see this firsthand. Another example, the fall of 1994, I was in charge of security for the Missouri statewide anti-gambling campaign. And my last assignment was voting day, election day. And I was the bodyguard of the statewide coordinator, a lovely young lady. I was her bodyguard. And she chose the precinct in St. Louis City, Missouri, where for decades more ballots came out than voters came in. It was not a secret. This was very well known. It just happened to be the precinct of the father of the mayor of St. Louis at the time. So I'm there with, doing my bodyguard thing, and the executive is a poll watcher. She and another woman are registered poll watchers. That's a system that allows people to register as a poll watcher and observe and count and so forth. So the alderman comes in, and he approaches these two women, and he says, "What are you two doing here?" And they state their nature of who they are and their business. He demands that they leave. They said, "No, we're not going to leave." He says, "Well, I'll call the police." And they say, "Well, you should call the police. We think you should do that." Two police officers, St. Louis County, City police officers, show up. They talk to the alderman, they talk to the two women, and they tell the alderman to take a hike. These women, two women, had every right to be there, and they weren't going to ask them to leave. My final assignment that day was to follow the police cruiser that was picking up ballots from the various precincts and back to the counting, where the counting was taking place. So I told the officers driving the cruiser, I identified myself, let them know what my job was. They said, "Sure, John, you want to follow us, and you're welcome to." So I followed them as they picked up ballots and then delivered them to the election location, to office where all the ballots were being counted. That was the end of the day. We lost, by the way. We lost. It was a great effort. There was a referendum earlier in the year on the whole issue was having slot machines on these casino boats. And that was the referendum won. We defeated the slot machines, and the Missouri legislature declared it an emergency for the November election. As we all know, slot machines, having them or not having them, is, of course, it's an emergency. So they had an emergency vote in November. And it was, I learned a lot about the nuances of what goes on behind the scenes with this whole election process. It was quite an education for me. So I've seen vote fraud firsthand. I've seen it happen. I know it happens. And the powers that be do not want Donald Trump to be the next president. Over the weekend, there was a gentleman who, he was one of the presenters at the Red Pill Expo. He talked about a very dear friend of his who was a businessman in 1963, 60 years ago, and was in Washington, D.C., the day that John Kennedy was assassinated. So normal business ceased. He was in his hotel room watching the coverage, which included congressmen, U.S. senators and U.S. representatives being interviewed and crying and all in distress in Washington, D.C. Well, that evening, he went to a restaurant in Washington, D.C. He saw some of these same U.S. congressmen and senators celebrating the assassination of John F. Kennedy. That changed his life, and knowing that changed my perspective on what happened that day. A book I read recently, Dr. Mary's Monkey, goes into some detail about the nuances of what was taking place in New Orleans in the early 1960s, involving not only Lee Harvey Oswald, but some other players and characters that were central to that whole operation. In case you don't know, the men, the CIA was involved. Robert Kennedy Jr. has done a great job exposing this nationwide, worldwide, exposing what really happened in November 1963 in Dallas, Texas. That the CIA had people involved in it. There were Cubans involved, Cubans who hated John Kennedy because he stopped the U.S. military from helping the invasion at the Bay of Pigs, and so forth. So, Dr. Mary's Monkey is a great book that will help fill in some of the gaps if you're a student of history, as am I. We have Professor McCanny coming up in about 12 minutes. I've known Professor McCanny for more than 20 years now. We've met a couple of times face-to-face. We talk on the telephone, of course, on the show once a week. He's a great guy. I consider him truly a Renaissance man. He's the author of, I believe, 13 books, more on the way as he finds time. He's an advanced amateur archaeologist. He's spent many years in South and Central America, primarily, doing archaeological work. It took, since World War II, well, the Nazca lines were not known to the white men or anybody as far as that goes. Before World War II, when aircraft for the first time started flying over the Nazca plains in Peru. And there's been lots of speculation for decades about the nature of these figures made with rocks in the plains of Nazca, which is one of the driest places on the planet, by the way. But Professor McCanny analyzed them, and he figured out what they are. They're fractal antennas. And what you say, John, what the hell is a fractal antenna? Well, here's the example I use. Most of you had a cell phone in the early days. It had a little antenna, 1 or 2 inches long, that you'd pull up so you could make a call. Well, your cell phone no longer has those, do they? The reason is, inside your cell phone is a fractal antenna. That's what allows your cell phone to work without the external antenna that you pull up. That's what a fractal antenna is. And Professor McCanny's calculations and study of the Nazca lines demonstrates and proves that those figures in the desert of Peru, there's mostly animals, monkeys, and different animals that are very large, hundreds of feet long, that they're actually fractal antennas that could send and receive radio transmissions. Which, once you know that, and we don't know how old these are. There's simply no way of, I'm aware of, how to determine who built these things. But once you know that, it brings up another whole set of questions as to who was doing the communicating, or from what point A to point B, who was doing that communicating. Obviously, at least it's obvious to me, that they were communicating with other beings somewhere off this planet. That's what's obvious to me. I could be wrong, but that's what's obvious to me. Fascinating area. He wrote a book on it, by the way. Professor McKinney has also written three books that either deal completely or partly with Planet X. And we have our last break. We'll be right back.
Einstein once said, "Future medicine will be the medicine of frequencies." What did he know? Imagine you hear ocean waves caressing a beach, or a favorite song from the past, or the trickle of the babbling brook. All of these are sound frequencies that positively affect us. Terahertz is a soothing, healing frequency that has been proven to resonate at the same frequency as healthy cells. It penetrates the body and stimulates new healthy cell growth. Want to diminish muscle aches, joint pains, and experience a greater sense of well-being? Tired of spending money on short-term remedies that never seem to work? Soothing, healing, relaxing terahertz frequency is now available, and as handy as flipping a switch. Terahertz technology is changing the course of what we were taught about how to maintain our health and well-being. To read more about this amazing breakthrough and to order your terahertz frequency wand, go to naturalearthmedicine.com. That's naturalearthmedicine.com.
Hello, hello, hello from beautiful Colorado. My name is Samuel Jung Kay, and I am currently the lead Shilajit hunter and master herbalist for Colorado Shilajit Company. In this video series, I will be discussing what we believe is the greatest of all adaptogenic superfoods and the single greatest natural healing remedy gifted to us by Mother Earth. I think you too will become as excited by this incredible substance called Shilajit as we were and are after our discovery of this amazing gift right here in beautiful, colorful Colorado. You may already know Shilajit by other names: Shilajit, Momio, Momi, Mami, Mineral Pitch, Asphaltum, and others. Shilajit literally translates to destroyer of weakness and conqueror of mountains. Shilajit has been in use for thousands of years and is considered as the highest valued cure-all of any earthly substance.
Look for the gold mountain and medical symbol logo in banners on republicbroadcasting.org to watch the full video and see more information. Use code GORBN when ordering. That's G-O-R-B-N.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Here's something I find rather interesting and important. There's been a book published about the Maui fires. The Maui fires went from August 8th to August 11th. The book was published on August the 10th. How can that be? How can that be? It's not a big book, 44 pages. Yeah, it's available at Amazon, apparently. I don't know who the author is yet. I just came across this in the last few minutes. That's, you know, if it's legitimate, maybe AI wrote the book. Now, I've written one book. I haven't had time to do any more. I've been, it's doing other books, certainly. I could probably write several books with the experience and knowledge I've got, but the one book I wrote, it took me a year to write it and edit it and get it published and everything. But I don't know how in the world, even with AI, you could publish a book about a fire before the fire was even out. How is that possible? I'd like some explanation, please. But if we may get some follow-up on that, it remains to be seen. More headlines, of course, about young, healthy people dying. I was in the barber shop yesterday. My barber told me that a healthy 30-year-old woman died of a heart attack. I asked him, was she obese? No, she wasn't obese. Did she have any pre-existing conditions? No, she didn't. We don't know that she had the clot shot, but I'd say most likely she did have the clot shot. Apparently, there's information coming out that the more deadly, more poisonous clot shot of COVID vaccines went to the red states as opposed to the blue states. Am I shocked or surprised about that? No, that's pretty much what I expected. That gives me some hope that maybe, just maybe, my daughter, my grandchildren, my son-in-law will survive this, since they live in a very blue state of Washington, one of the bluest states there is. Very bizarre place to live, the state of Washington, Missouri, Washington, the state of Washington. So that gives me a glimmer of hope. That remains to be seen. I know what Marie Lassiter, my Friday guest, she's the coroner of Texas County. She's a scientist. She tells people that they inquire that people that have had one COVID shot and one or more boosters. They call her asking what they can they do. And Marie says very politely and gently to get your affairs in order. That's what she advises. And that's what I advise also. That's where we are. Get your affairs in order. Here's our top of the hour break. We'll be back with Professor McCann. Stay tuned.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit drinksupertea.com. The first word is drink, spelled D-R-I-N-K, then the word super, then the word tea. The complete website is drinksupertea.com. or call us at 818-965-9113, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit RepublicBroadcasting.org today, because you can handle